Hello, everybody, and a happy Tuesday to you all. And of course, if you're watching this on playback on Wednesday, thank you for joining me here for another one of my short form videos this week. We've got the second leg of the Vegas swing in the CJ Cup. Typically, this event would be played over in Korea as part of the Asian swing. Next week, we do go to Japan, but because of COVID and there are local restrictions there in Jeju Island, we've got to come to Vegas for the second straight year. Before we go on and get into my picks and fades, I want to thank, of course, our sponsor of this short form video, Prize Picks. Their daily prop based contest, well, they're super easy to figure out. You don't have to worry about sharks. You don't have to worry about multiple lineups. You don't have to worry about ownership or anything like that. It is a very simple game to play. Let me give you a quick example for this week's NFL games. Well, all you got to do is pick the over or under. Let's take Tom Brady, since you know I am a TB12 fan. Super fan, you could say. His over-under line for the Thursday night game, the Bucs and the Eagles, is set at 301. What you're going to do is you're going to click over or under, pretty simple. And then you're going to pick at least one more guy. So Jalen Hurts, his passing yards is set at 275. Take the over or under, and that's your two-man lineup. You want to go all the way up to five? Well, you can get 10x your entry fee. So use your knowledge of multiple sports by using cross-sport entries. Let's say you want to tap into some golf stuff that they put up after the field is finalized, or say going to baseball, you can utilize that really cool platform there on Prize Picks. And of course, if you want to get a $100 deposit match, we'll use promo code AWESOMO. You're going to get up to that $100 on your first deposit match. And again, download in the App Store or Google Play or play on prizepicks.com. And of course, use our free NFL and MLB player props tools to help you make the best selections and winning selections this week. All right, let's do a quick review of my picks and fades last week. My fades, well, I went 3 for 3. We'll say 2 for 2. Kevin Na with Drew, but Eric Van Rijn and Harris English both missed the cut. Both were pretty highly owned, so you got to love that. However, my picks, well, I had 2 in the top 10, Aaron Wise and Matthew Wolf, but Ricky Fowler and Will Zalatoris both missing the cut. Fowler on the number, birdieing the last 3 holes to get to -4. Would not fall there, and Will Zalatoris, a late double bogey, pushed him out of it. While Adam Scott, my last pick, he had a middling finish. Had it going there on Sunday. Got all the way to a T6. But a double on the easiest hole on the course, the par 5, 16th, pushed him back and could not really recover on Sunday. So let's go ahead and go in my 3 fades. And hey, guess what? 2 of the 3 are going to be the exact same. People still want to play them. I'm not sure why. I don't see it. Let's start with Kevin Na. 7,800 this week, and he was one guy. He withdrew last week, but still about 13 to 15% of the people want to play him. Coming off a missed cut as well. I know he had that Ryder Cup snub, had a recent win. But for me, I'm okay just fading him until he comes up again. Until he comes up playing good again, I should say. And it hasn't been a pretty good couple of weeks for Kevin Na. So for me, I'll stay away. Let the 13% of the other people in the field play him. Next guy I want to play is, next guy I want to fade is Paul Casey. Coming in 8,200 this week and 15% or more owned. Coming off a missed cut last week. Listen, we know his ball striking stats are great. 43rd and 2nd off the tee and on the approach. 68th around the green. Certainly going to help. 124 putting for Paul Casey. That's pretty good. And you can see why he had a great year. But his play at the Ryder Cup was not good. We missed the cut at a scoring event last week and didn't look great. So for me, I'd rather go down to Aaron Wise, 7,400. Even Joaquin Neiman, 7,400. Going to get similar ownerships there. Aaron Wise, in fact, is going to go for the three-peat here coming up, but we won't get to him quite yet. We'll stick with Paul Casey again. 8,200, it's going to be a fade for me this week. And my third guy I'm going to fade, he worked last week, and I don't want to fix what's not already broke. And Harris English, I just don't think it's a great time for him. 8,900, maybe if he was 7,500, I'd play him, but 8,900 and 12% owned, no thank you. Coming off a missed cut last week, he looked pretty bad all the way through the bag. And when we look at his bag, his strokes gain ranks at least 91st and 85th off the tee and on the approach. But when his short game goes, you can see why his off the tee and approach game can't pick him up. 28th and 12th around the green and putting. That's great. Don't get me wrong. But Harris English, when those short game goes or isn't going well, you're not going to find him at the top of the leaderboard. So for me, 8,900, it is too pricey. My price to play Harris English is 8,000 or below. So just too much going there. All right, now let's get into my picks. K.H. Lee, one of the many Koreans in the field here this week. Of course, the CJ Cup, CJ Logistics, a powerful Korean company. K.H. Lee, one of the many in the field. But he is playing on merit here last year because of his last year's performance. And had a nice performance last week down in Summerlin, coming in at 14th. He's going to be 6,200 this week, somewhere around 9% owned. Pretty decent for a guy at 6,200, but playing as well as he is, it makes sense. Missed cut in the first event of the year, but for K.H. Lee, strokes gain ranks looks pretty good here. 60th off the tee, 122 on the approach, 46 around the green, and 152 putting. So for a guy 6,200 and playing well, I'm all in to give him a fair share of my lineups this week, especially ones where I'm trying to get two golfers priced above 10,000. K.H. Lee is going to make that so easy. Another guy that's going to really help to that I absolutely love in this format, no cut, guy that can light up the scoreboard, it's Cameron Davis. Now, Cam just had one of his first PGA Tour win a couple of months ago and hasn't played well since, but a nice breakout last week, coming in 27th, hit the ball superbly, and that's kind of his MO, 32 off the tee and 79 on the approach. And when you have a greens in regulation that's 75% or above for the field, we don't have to worry about his around the green like we did last week, 173rd. 70th putting, he can certainly get hot with that club. So what I'm looking for is a similar to setup as last week. Easy fairways to hit, probably a lot of greens in regulation. And at 6,400, Cam Davis, I think he's a great value. Another guy down there that hasn't played good, but in a no-cut event, he's going to string together a bunch of birdies. It's what Keith Mitchell does. He's at 6,200. Not one of the guys in this video, but I wanted to bring him up. Okay, now for the three-peat, it's Aaron Wise. He's been in this video all three of the last tournaments, and he's played well in both of them, 8th and 26th, while scoring very well in both. I see no reason to fade him at 7,400. Not a lot of people are going there. Only 11% projected own. We look at his strokes gain ranks, 46 off the tee, 47 on the approach, and 32 around the green. One of the best strokes gained tee to green in the field, especially at 7,400. You got to take advantage of it. And putting, well, since he's switched to that long style putter, his 15 to 20 feet putting this year has been very good. So that's something to keep an eye out for. Now, on the whole, his putting is still not great, but getting better since going to the broomstick Adam Scott style putter. All right, now my two studs that I'd like to play this week, going for the lower owned ones, Colin Morikawa. Well, he doesn't have a top 10, doesn't even have a top 25 since his win at the Open Championship, but we saw him come back to form at the Ryder Cup. He looked absolutely superb. His iron game was back. His driver was back. Putter, well, that'll come and go as it does for Colin, but 10% owned at 10,800. I think there's a little bit of value there as we look at his strokes gain rank, 36 off the tee, first on the approach. Yes, we know he's the best iron player in the world. 80th around the green and 178 putting. Also for Morikawa, he does live in the Vegas area, so I'm sure he's played over here at Summit Club once or twice. Nice course in the area. So for Morikawa, I'll take the local, I'll take the under-owned, and I'll take him coming back into form. And last guy I want to talk about, another under-owned guy. He is the most expensive in the field this week. That's a dead giveaway. It's Dustin Johnson coming in at 12% owned, but DJ seems to be in one of those periods where he's playing great golf and a win seems right on the horizon. You look at his Ryder Cup numbers. I mean, he was clearly the best player on the American field. He played all the matches. I don't even know if he came close to losing any. I'd have to look that up, but still DJ played superbly there. And on top of that, he's got four top 10s here in the past 12 weeks, believe it or not, kind of quietly, as he hasn't really pestered the leaderboard all that much. I think we're going to see that here this week. Strokes gain ranked for DJ, 21st off the tee, 42nd on the approach, 51 around the green, and 28 putting. All right, so that's going to do it here for the picks and fades for the CJ Cup. Kevin Na, Paul Casey, Harris English are on the fade bandwagon. K.H. Lee, Cam Davis, Aaron Wise, Colin Morikawa, Dustin Johnson are in my player pool with a hefty portion of it. So until next week, everybody, we do have another no-cut. It's the Zozo Championship, Japan. So we're going to get a much earlier start tomorrow, Wednesday, probably night. But until then, everybody, good luck at the CJ Cup this week, and we'll see you next week for the Zozo Championship. Cheers, everybody.